البر والفاجر. ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل. ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار. ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, in this age of zulmat and darkness, in this age of ignorance, in this age which is reminiscent of the prophecy of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقِطَعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, he prophesied that such fitnas, such trials, such tribulations, such attacks on the iman of the ummah will come in a stealthy fashion like the onset of darkness. Such will be the effect that in the morning a person will have iman, by the evening he will have become a kafir. In the evening a person will have iman, by the next morning he will have become a kafir. And what will be the underlying cause? What will wreak such destruction and devastation on the iman of the ummah? He said, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. It will be the age when humanity will become enslaved to the love, attraction and embellishment of this world. My ummah will sell the iman for the paltry returns of this world. In such an age, where for a hamper of food, or for some medical treatment, or for a school education, iman is being sold. People that were born with miftah al-jannah, with the key to jannah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, are giving up the iman in the pursuit of the fulfillment of worldly goals and ideals. In such an age, for such a large gathering of people to come together, different races, different creed, different colors, different nationalities, on the nisbat of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting underneath a roof that is made out of material, sitting on a hard ground, undergoing great difficulty, undergoing great discomfort. This type of gathering to occur in this age of zulmat and darkness is not an ordinary thing. It is only the fazal, it is only the grace, it is only the mercy, it is only the kindness, it is only the shafqat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such a gathering is possible. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the grace of Allah, and Allah gives it to whomsoever He wants. Who is on my left, who is on my right, I may not know what qurbani and sacrifice each one has given to present himself here. That also we do not know. But the fact and the reality of the matter is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of the qurbani and sacrifice of each and every person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of the hopes and the aspirations in the hearts of each and every person. And right now, wallah, Allah's qasam, Allah ta'ala is taking the name of each and every one and boasting about them in front of his malaika. وَلَقَدْ بَاهَ اللَّهُ بِكَ الْمَلَائِكَ. Allah Ta'ala is boasting, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, Allah's mercy has come to the fore. What is the purpose of this gathering? What is the motivation? What is the objective? My respected brothers, to a very large extent, humanity has lost sight of the purpose and the object for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world. This concept or this ideology that mera jeena Allah ke liye hai, mera marna Allah ke liye hai, mera zindagi ka maqsad Allah ke muhabbat ko hasil karna, that my living is for Allah, my dying is for Allah, the purpose and object and motivation of my life is to acquire the ta'alluq and the love and the ma'rifat of Allah. This concept or idea even has become anathema. It has become a strange concept. Humanity at large has set and made the goal and the objects of their lives according to their own logic, according to their own ideas. We have developed our own objectives and our own ideals. And in acquiring those goals and objectives and ideals, that short lifespan which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us for something else is whiled away and wasted away. We are engaged in a rat race. In a rat race, each time the goalpost is being shifted further and further and further away. Such is the immersement, such is the attachment, such is the blind love of the things of this world, of the material attraction of this world, that morning till night, 1 hour, one sound, one dawah, one invitation reverberates in every direction, whether it is the school, whether it is the universities, whether it is the media, whether it is the marketplace, whether it is the social gatherings, 1 hour, one call is being made, paisa ho to kaam banega. Paisa ho to kaam banega. Acquire the wealth of this world, you will become successful. Acquire the material things of this world, the miraj of your zindagi, the miraj of your life will be acquired. You will achieve, you will become successful, you will become somebody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complains about this attitude of insan. Hadith Qudsi, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says, Yabna Adam, khalaqtul ashya'a li ajlik, wa khalaqtuka li ajli, fala tashtaghil bima huwa laka amman anta lahu. Allah says, O Ibn Adam, O insan, I have created this dunya. Huwa alladhi ja'ala lakum ma fil ardi jami'a. I have created this entire world for you. I have subjugated it to you. Wa khalaqtuka li ajli. But you have not been created for this dunya. You have not been created for a meaningless cycle to immerse yourself in this temporary world. خَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي. I have created you for me, for my recognition, for my ma'rifat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I haven't created insan and jinnah for any other purpose except that they worship me, they make my ma'rifat, they recognize me, they hand themselves over to me. Ibn Adam, I created this world for you and I created you for me, so do not let the immersement and involvement in this dunya occupy you to such an extent that you become negligent and unaware of that Allah for whom you were created. Allah complains about the zulm and the oppression and the ingratitude of this insan. In the Quran, certain questions are put forth. There are many, many questions. But pertinent to what we are discussing, one such question Allah Ta'ala puts forth in His Quran, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ Allah says, O insan, O my banda, did you just come into existence like that? Did you come into existence by chance? أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ Or are you your own creators? أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Did you create the heavens and the earth? Allah is asking these questions. Why? What is the motivation? If you came into existence of your own accord, if you created yourself, if you created the heavens and the earth, then you are free. Then you may do whatever you want to do. Then there is no question of hisab and reckoning. There is no question of answering before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, throughout the ages there have been those blind ignoramuses who tried to purport this idea that the existence of insan was by chance. If the atheists and the agnostics and Darwin and others choose to regard their ancestors to be monkeys and choose to blind themselves of the perfect system which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this universe on, where it is a supreme and a beautiful, constant invitation that look around you. Look around you and appreciate the greatness and the majesty and the charisma and the takhliq of Allah. If they chose to ignore that, that was their own choice. But the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that nothing happens by chance. If you look at the complexity of the creation of this insan, if you look at the perfect measure by which Allah Ta'ala has brought this universe into existence, then it is only one whose nafs doesn't want to accept that will try to defy and deny the existence of Allah. Once one agnostic met a Bedouin, he was a desert traveler. And he asked him the question, he said, prove to me the existence of Allah. The agnostic asked this Bedouin, prove to me the existence of Allah. This Bedouin, in a simple, because he was a simple man, so he gives a simple example. He says, as al-ba'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir wal-atharu tadullu ala al-masir. He says, when you see camel droppings, then automatically you know that there was a camel here. When you see a footprint in the sand, then automatically you know that somebody walked, there was a person here, that is why there is a footprint. Does not this huge sky, which is standing aloft without any pillars supporting it, does not this huge earth which has been stretched out in perfect proportion, does not the system of this universe, day following night in perfect unison, does this not tell you of the existence of one great Allah who is controlling all this? In fact, with the advancement of scientific knowledge, almost every day, with the constant discoveries that are taking place, more and more humanity is beginning to perceive that definitely it is impossible that such a vast universe Everything is moving in perfect proportion. Could ever have come into existence without a creator and without a controller. Human perception, human knowledge, and even science also has been forced to acknowledge that behind such a system there is definitely a creator. But who is that creator? What is the purpose of this existence? Why was this insan created? Why is this human being born in this world, lives a little while and then dies? What is the object, what is the wisdom behind all this? De insani ulum and knowledge comes to an end. That which Quran says, بَلِ الدَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكٍ مِّنْهَا بَلْ هُمْ مِّنْهَا عَمُونَ. That when it comes to Allah, when it comes to Akhirat, when it comes to the existence of Allah and the wisdom of Allah's creation, their insani ulum stops. They are in a doubt. In fact, they are blind to the reality. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. These are such important questions, my respected brothers, that if they are not answered correctly, if this insan does not answer these questions correctly and does not gain the correct understanding behind this, then his dunya will be a failure, his qabr will be a failure, and he will face the everlasting destruction of the hereafter. It is impossible using human knowledge to answer these questions. Who created us? Who created the universe? What is the purpose and the objective behind the creation of this insan in this universe? There is no school, no university, no worldly knowledge. Nowadays when it is said that by teach your children Qurani ulum, engage them in acquiring the knowledge of deen, then as far as we are concerned, deeni knowledge second number, worldly knowledge we put it in front. So that if somebody is a doctor, or he's a lawyer, or he's an engineer, or he has a PhD, or he has a couple of titles before his name, then we look up to him. But if he's an ordinary mauli sahab, or even go lower than that, Muazzin sahab, they don't say Muazzin, they say Bangi sahab. If you go and analyze what the meaning of the word Bangi sahab means, it is a real tragedy that such a concept could even have come on our tongues. The value system of this insan has been turned upside down. Because we are chasing shadows in this world, we have lost sight of what our idea, what our objective and purpose of life is. That is why the value system has been turned upside down. When you go to the mauli sahab with your child, say, make dua for my son. If the mauli sahab makes dua, that Ya Allah make the son of this person a muazzin, then you'll get upset. So I told you to make dua, I didn't tell you make bad dua. Why don't you make dua, you become a doctor or a lawyer or engineer or a rich person? You making dua, you must become a muazzin. Yet, what did Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, لا يدود في قبره. When the doctor and the lawyer and the engineer and the millionaire and the billionaire will go into the qabr, the insects of the grave will eat the body of that person. But Allah Ta'ala has made the body of the muazzin haram on the insects of the grave. They will not be able to eat that body. أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة المؤذنون. Janab Rasulullah said, the people of the highest rank on the day of judgment with the longest necks means highest rank. On the day of judgment will be those who used to call out azan. The entire value system has been turned upside down. Engagement in the knowledge of dunya is justified. We are prepared to hand that child over to that school, then to that university, 12 years, 15 years, 17 years of continuous pursuit behind a degree of this world is considered justified. But engagement in Qurani ulum, engagement in the knowledge of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to many of us, Allah forgive us, is considered to be a waste of time. Whereas, open, go to the archives of the universities of the world and start page by page with the age and the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, 1,000 years. Go page by page in the archives of the universities of this world and try and answer these basic questions. Who created me? What is the purpose of my life? What will give me success? What will give me failure? Go page by page, use a microscope also. Wallah, you will not be able to answer even these basic questions. Because the answer to this is beyond human knowledge. Who created this universe? Who brought it into existence? What power does this insan have? He can't make a grain of sand, forget the sand of the earth. He can't create one stone, forget the mountain. He can't create one blade of grass, forget the grass of the universe. He can't create one leaf, forget the tree or the fruit. He can't create one drop of water even, forget the vast oceans of this world. What they say, water, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, H2O. Give him two tanks of hydrogen, one tank of oxygen, and say, make your own water. Wallah, from now till Qiyamah, he won't make one drop of water even. What knowledge does this insan have? His knowledge is limited. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah says you were given very little knowledge. What you consider to be knowledge is not knowledge, is jahalat, is ignorance. Who am I? Why was I created? What is the object of my life? For that, we have to move away from human knowledge and refer to that knowledge which Allah says, تَنْزِيل. Tanzeel, sent down, revealed, not of this world. Tanzeel, min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, kitabun fussilat ayatuhu, Qur'anan arabiyya, liqawmi ya'lamun, bashiran wa nadhira. تنزيل ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. Tanzeel, revealed, sent down from a Zat, from a being who is Rahman and Rahim. Sent down from a being who is the owner of the heavens and the earth. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything beneath the earth, everything above the earth belongs to Him. He is aware of every hidden, every apparent thing. Allahu la ilaha illahu. He is one Allah. He is alone. Lahul asma'ul husna. To Him belong the beautiful names. Who created us? Who created this universe? Who brought this into existence? existence, we have to refer to Quran. Inna Rabbakumullah. Inna Rabbakumullah. Alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard fi sittati ayyam thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh yughshi al-layla an-nahar yatlubuhu hathitha wash-shams wal-qamar wan-nujum musakhkharatin bi-amrihi ala lahu al-khalqu wal-amr tabarakallah rabbul 'alamin. Ajeeb. Unfortunately, today this ummah has no time for Quran. The munasabat, link and attachment of this ummah with Quran has been reduced to such a level that our elders are saying Quran ek na ashna pegham ban gaya hamare liye. Quran has become an irrelevant message for us. Little bit in Ramzan Sharif we take it out, then it is put on the shelf and forgotten for the rest of the year. Taraweeh Salah also, we know what the situation is. The month of Ramadan is coming. First night, masjid will be full to some extent. Thereafter, Assalamu Alaikum, we'll see you on the 27th night. And those that do come, we're looking for that masjid where the hafiz will finish quickest as possible. What they call Ya'lamun, Ta'lamun. But you only hear the Ya'lamun and the Ta'lamun and everything in between, you don't hear it. Next day when we meet at work or we meet somewhere, what is the discussion about last night's Taraweeh Salah? We finished in 55 minutes and we finished in 1 hour. And we finished in 1 hour and 5 minutes. Quran! Kalamullah! Allah's Kalam! A living entity! Ali radiallahu ta'ala needs to say, whenever the desire entered my heart, whenever the desire entered my heart to talk to my Allah, I would make 2 rakat salah, say Allahu Akbar, and I would speak to my Allah. And whenever the desire entered my heart for my Allah to talk to me, I would read the Quran. Peygham-e-Muhabbat, legacy and a message of Muhabbat and love from Allah. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, Salih Muzani, rahimahullah, saw him in a dream. Salih Muzani was reading Quran in front of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Salih, hadhihi al-qira'a fa'ina al-buka'a. Oh Salih, you are reading the Quran, where are the tears? How is it possible that on your lips is the kalam of Allah and your eyes are still dry? إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا. Allah describes in the Quran who are the mu'mineen, who are the believers. They are those when the name of Allah is taken. When the name of Allah is taken, وجلت قلوبهم, their heart begins to tremor with the fear of Allah. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, the first bid'at that came into the ummah was the taking of the name of Allah without the azmat of Allah in the heart. That we are saying Allah and we don't know who is Allah. We are reading the kalam of Allah and the value and azmat of it is not in the heart. Who are the believers? إِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When Quran is read, the iman increases. Quran has become an irrelevant message. Such is the tragedy and the plight that this ummah is facing. Little do we realize, Quran is a living entity. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ja'alahu amamahu qadahu ila al-jannah wa man ja'alahu khalfahu qadahu ila an-nar." Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Quran is such that ummati of mine who will put the Quran in front of him, who will devote his life to the Quran, who will bring his life on the precepts of the Quran will take him to Jannah. Qadahu ila al-jannah by his hand it will take him to Jannah." And that person will put it behind his back. The love, attachment, azmat of Quran will not be there. His life will be lived against the Quran. قَادَهُ إِلَى Jahannam. Inna Rabbakum Allah. Inna Rabbakum Allah. Alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Who created this universe? Quran calls out, verily your Rabb is Allah, your sustainer is Allah, your nourisher is Allah, your provider is Allah, who created the seven heavens and the earth. Allah commanded the sky and it rose up, wassama rafa'aha. Allah commanded the earth and it stretched out, wal arda farashnaha, fani'mal mahidun. Allah commanded the sun, the moon and the stars and it went into its orbit, kullun fi falaki yasbahun. Allah commanded the system of day and night to come into existence, and it came into existence in perfect proportion. يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُكَوِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ. Allah commanded the seas and it came into existence. سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah commanded the streams and it came into existence. فَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. The one who raised up the heavens, Allah. The one who stretched out the earth, Allah. The one who brought the sun and the moon and the stars into existence, Allah. The one who set the mountains as pegs on this earth, Allah. Wal-jibala arsaha. The one who subjugated all this and brought it into perfect proportion. Yumsiku samawati wal-ard antazula. 9 moons, 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, hundreds of thousands of comets and meteors, all circulating around this earth in perfect proportion, so that in your ordinary one highway, two or three lane highway, one car is knocking into another car. These entities in the atmosphere, in the universe, are moving at indescribable speeds without any accident, without any conflict. Who is doing all this? One Allah alone. Everything around you is an invitation. Recognize the greatness of Allah. Recognize the kibriyai of Allah. Recognize the creation of Allah. Mudabbir is Allah, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, originator, bringer into existence of each and every entity in the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, mudabbir bila adil, mudabbir bila shabi. Allah is the arranger, Allah is the decreer, Allah is the fashioner, Allah is the originator. There is no partner with Allah, there is no equal with Allah, there is no similitude with Allah, there is no helper with Allah, there is no minister with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. From the heavens to the earth, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator of each and every entity is one Allah alone. Who is doing all this? Which factory, which scientist, which technology, which laboratory? Insan cannot do anything. That rainwater, go to the places of drought. Go to the places where months and months have passed without one drop of water. Hear the cries, hear the pleas. We have taken water for granted. Go to those places that don't have these ni'mats and bounties and then you will appreciate the qudrat and the charisma of Allah. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ. Why don't you see the manner in which Allah gathers the rain clouds? What a system has been put into place to cause the waters of the sea, that movement of the waves of the oceans brought about by the moon, so that evaporation takes place, so that the water rises up. We can't imagine what a system Allah has put into place just to bring that about. It is said every second 16 million tons of water from the earth evaporate into the atmosphere. And every second 16 million tons of water from the atmosphere comes back onto this earth. وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Everything Allah Ta'ala has put in a perfect measure and proportion. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْجِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا. Allah says, why don't you see the manner in which we form the rain clouds, then we move them together, then we form them into clumps. It is said one rain cloud, they call it cumulonimbus, contains 300 million tons of water. One rain cloud. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ. The entire Niagara Falls, 300 million tons of water standing above your head. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ. Without any pillar, without any support. Why are you not drowning? Each and every rain cloud invites you to recognize Allah. فَتَرَ الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. Allah says, why don't you look at the manner in which the rain droplets come from the center of the cloud onto the ground? It is said, the lowest rain cloud is 1200 meters high. An object the size of a rain droplet, if it is dropped from 1200 meters high, when it reaches the earth, should be traveling at the speed of 558 kilometers an hour. To understand how fast that is, they said a bullet travels at 1680 kilometers an hour. One third the speed of a bullet should be the speed of the rainwater when it is dropped from 1200 meters high. In fact, that rainwater should be like a bomb, small bomb dropping on our heads. Houses will be destroyed, trees will be destroyed, roads will be destroyed. Yet Allah Ta'ala has created such an atmosphere, put certain measures into place for the sake of this insan, so that friction occurs between that rain droplet and the atmosphere. So that, in other words, in layman's terms, speed breakers Allah has put. So that finally, when that rain droplet reaches your head, it is traveling at 8 to 10 kilometers an hour. Now look at the verse of the Quran. Anna sababana al-ma'a sabba. Allah says, why don't you look at the beautiful manner in which we cause the rain droplets to come down? Yasrifuhu ammay yasha, yusibu bihi may yasha. We cause the rainwater to fall where we want it to fall. We move it away from where we want to move it away. There is no force, no technology, no science in this world that can make the rain droplets come down at the will of insan. So that each droplet of rainwater, as it softly lands on the earth with its pitter, patter, pitter, patter, it is sounding out to insan, recognize the greatness of Allah. Recognize the greatness of Allah. This air that we are breathing, what is this atmosphere? 21% oxygen, 78% nitrogen, and then the rest other gases. Thousands and thousands of years have passed, yet the level of oxygen is still 21%. How much is insan doing to contribute towards this? Insan breathes in pure oxygen. What does he breathe out? He breathes out carbon dioxide. He takes in something pure and he gives out poison. Yet Allah has put the leaves, Allah has put the trees, Allah has put the plants in the service of this insan. Make oxygen for my banda. Replace the level of oxygen in the atmosphere, but keep it to 21%, not more. Because if it had to go up to 23%, then the number of accidental fires that are occurring in the world will increase 700 times. If it had to go up 2 more percent, become 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between will be burned to ashes. So that each breath of air, each ah, each sigh, each time you breathe in, that breath of air is inviting you to recognize the greatness of Allah. 24 hours have passed. Subconsciously, without realizing it, each and every human being breathes in and out 20,000 times. ...8,000 liters of oxygen every human being is breathing. quarter, 6 billion insan on the surface of the earth. 48,000 billion, trillion, 48 trillion liters of oxygen breathed in. Yet the level is staying 21%. Where is the regulator? Why doesn't this insan realize the favor of Allah? How much did you pay for that oxygen? Municipality gives you water, they want payment. Electricity, they want payment. If you have to pay for each liter of oxygen, 8,000 liters of oxygen a day. If even the cost, if the cost for 1,000 liters of oxygen was 1 rand, that is 8 rand every day. If it was so cheap, 8 rand every day for you, what about your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your wife, your children? What will be the bill of oxygen each day upon this insan? Consider every day the dastarkhan of Allah. Consider the dastarkhan of Allah. How many hundreds of thousands of animals every day are laying down their lives? How many hundreds of thousands of fruit and vegetation is being cut off, is being reaped, is being harvested every day for the dastarkhan of this insan? You live your life in Allah's disobedience. You break command upon command of Allah. Allah doesn't cut off the oxygen supply. Allah doesn't cut off the rainwater. Allah doesn't cut off your food, your meals. Allah doesn't cut off your comfort and your luxuries. Allah, Allah, who is Khaliq, Allah who is Malik, Allah who is Qadir, Allah who is Muqtadir, Allah gives you chance, gives you rope. Perhaps he will come back, perhaps he will come back, perhaps he will come back. That drop of rainwater, that droplet of water, it goes into the mouth of the cow, it becomes milk. Goes into the mouth of the snake, it becomes poison. Goes into the mouth of the scorpion, it becomes poison. Goes into the root of the tree, it becomes a fruit. Goes into the mouth of the oyster, it becomes a pearl. The same rainwater, the same water. The color hasn't changed, the smell hasn't changed. Each and every one of these things around you is inviting you to recognize Allah. This earth which we are sitting upon or standing upon. Look at the manner in which Allah, verse upon verse in the Quran, Allah speaks about the earth. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا طَحَاهَا وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. Time is limited. Unfortunately, we have taken these things for granted. We don't have time to contemplate. We don't have time to make tafakkur. We don't have time to consider and look around and see Allah's greatness. Whereas Allah invites you, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the variation of day and night, is signs. Signs for people of intelligence. Look around you. This earth, Allah says, we made it qarar. We made it stable. We made it a cradle for you. Why is Quran saying this? This earth is not still. This earth is spinning. Spinning at the speed of 65. Spinning at the speed of 1,000 miles an hour. Spinning at the speed of 1,000 miles an hour. Moving outwards at the speed of 65,000 miles an hour. What system Allah put in place for you to be sitting on this? For you not to be flung from the surface of the earth? There is still a third motion of the earth, which is not visible to the human eye. The earth tilts 23 degrees to the north, 23 degrees to the south. This tilting brings about the four seasons. This tilting brings about the movement of the winds. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ ayatul lil muqineen. Allah says, for you in this earth are signs for those people with yaqeen and conviction. That grain of seed which you plant in the ground, هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا. Allah says, we made this earth zaleel for you. We subjugated it to you. What does insan contribute to the earth? He contributes filth, contributes impurities, contributes najasat. What does the earth give in exchange? The earth gives forth fruit, gives forth vegetation, gives forth water. He is giving filth, the earth is giving him back purity. Who put the system in place? One Allah. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. أَيْلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَيْلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَيْلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَيْلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, is there anyone else that created this earth for you? Is there anyone else that placed the mountains as pegs upon it to create stability for you? Is there anyone else that is causing the streams to flow in this earth? Is there anyone else that is bringing forth vegetation for you? You plant the seed in the ground. That is all you do. Water comes from the heavens. Where does it come? On the order of Allah. Who causes that seed to split? إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ. Allah causes the seed to split. Who brings forth the sprout? أَخْرَجَ شَقْأَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَىٰ عَلَىٰ سُوقِهِ. Allah brings the sprout forth. Allah strengthens it. Allah causes it to stand on its own stem. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. With your science, with your technology, you will not cause one tree to grow, not one fruit to come. أَيْلَاهُمَّ Allah. Is there another ilah besides your Allah? Is there someone else that is doing this? Quran calls out, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Why don't the disbelievers see that the heavens and the earth were at one time together? فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. We separated them. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And from water we brought every living thing into existence. From water, same water, same water, not different color, different smell, different texture, same water, same sand. Orange is coming forth one place, banana somewhere else, mango somewhere else, watermelon somewhere else, lemon somewhere else, pomegranate somewhere else. Unzuru ila thamarihi idha athmara wa yan'i. That mango, take it in your hand, that beautiful color on its peel, which dye factory did that tree have contact with? You suck that mango, that sweet juice in your mouth, for one second even do you consider which sugar mill did that mango have contact with? It was the same water, the same brittle sand. That pomegranate, the branch bitter, the leaf bitter, the peel of it bitter. Break it open and a pearl of oceans. An ocean of pearls. An ocean of pearls vacuum packed. Ailahumma Allah. Ailahumma Allah. Quran pukar pukar kar kehre. Quran is calling out again and again. Is there another ilah besides your Allah? Is there someone else that is doing all this for you? وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah says, from water we made every living thing. We made you from water also. We made you from water also. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Your zikr didn't take place, you didn't exist also. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you. مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. From a mingling of sperm. أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيِّ يُمْنَى. Were you not drop but a drop of sperm? أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. Somewhere Allah says a drop of worthless liquid.
Somewhere Allah says, Mimma in dafiq, spurt of liquid. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينٍ. Verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. From an extract of clay, he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood, from a clot of blood into a lump of flesh, stage upon stage of creation. What at one time was one drop of water, how did this drop of water start talking? How did this drop of water start seeing? How did this drop of water start hearing? Have we considered who alladhi yusawwirukum fil arhami kayfa yasha? It is Allah that fashioned you, perfected you in the womb of your mothers as He wanted. Wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Look within yourself, recognize you Allah. This eyesight. Eyesight, it is said 1 millimeter of the eye can accept 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. Allah has created in each eye 130 million receptors for light in each eye. Behind this eye is a cable, not one cable or two cables, not one or two wires, 1.3 million wires. 1.3 million wires running at the back of the eye of each human being. It goes through a hole in the back. How big is that hole? 1.25 millimeter. 1.3 million wires going through a hole 1.25 millimeter without friction, without rubbing against each other, without sparks coming out, because if sparks came out, then everything will look upside down to you. At the back of that is the retina. These eyes are taking 10 three-dimensional pictures every second, 800,000 pictures every day. How much you pay for them to develop one picture your camera takes? 800,000 pictures every day. Allah, these eyes are taking. When one image falls on the retina, the muscles contract to clear it for the next picture. This happens 10 times every second. It is said if those same muscles are to be put into your feet, it is the equivalent of walking 100 kilometers every day. So that with every glance, that eyesight is inviting you, recognize the greatness of Allah. Recognize the favor of Allah. Recognize the deen of your Allah upon you. In water. Have you ever eaten sheep brain? They call it beja. Normally people don't like to eat it. But if you look at the sheep brain and look at the human brain, it's the same, very similar in appearance. Cut the head open, you will see the brain, two pieces of flesh. Where does love come in this flesh? Where does emotions come? Where does pride come? Hatred come? Enmity come? Dislike come? Memory come? Allah has made it an ocean of perception. In what? In two empty pieces of flesh. From what? From a drop of water. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah invites you, look within yourself. The life in this world is not without purpose. Insan has not just come into existence by chance. This system Allah has not put into place by chance. You did not come of your own choice. You will not leave of your own choice. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Allah asks you, did you just come into existence? If so, you are free. If that is not the case, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانَ أَيُتْرَكَ سُدَى أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, do you think you were created just like that? Without any purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We created this heaven and this earth for games. Do you think you are created abath? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you are not returning back to Allah? You will not have to stand in the court of Allah and account for this life? says, Quran calls out, Ya ayyuhan nas, Ya ayyuhan nas, Inna wa'adallahi haqq. O people, the promise of Allah is haqq. The promise of Allah is haqq. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ So do not be deceived by the life of this world. Do not be deceived by the attraction of this world. Do not be deceived by the embellishment of this world. The promise of Allah is haqq. What promise? مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى That from dust you were created, to dust you will return, and once again we will resurrect you. بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ قُلْ إِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ Again and again Quran takes oath, tell them O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be resurrected. They will have to stand in front of Allah. They will have to give account for this life. That day is coming. That day is coming which Quran, this Arabic word day means yom. Yom. Again and again, Quran tells us about yom, a day, yomuddin, wama adraka ma yomuddin, yomul fasl, wama adraka ma yomul fasl. A day is coming, yomul jannah, yomul nar, yomul taghabun, yomul haqqa, yomul tammatul kubra, yomul ghashiya, yomul fawz, yomul khusran, yomul fawzan, yomul sidq, yomul najat, yomul bawar, yomul hasra. Yom, 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 O insan, a day is coming, a day is coming. Do not be deceived by the ringing of coins in this world. Do not be deceived by the attraction of the women of this world. Do not be deceived by the big, big buildings of this world. Do not be deceived by the fast, fast cars of this world. Do not be deceived by the degrees and the glitter and the glamour of this world. This life is temporary. A day is coming, a day is coming. Ali radiallahu People are sleeping. When you die, you will wake up. People are sleeping. People are dreaming. The reality is still coming. Allah in the Quran calls out, Al-Haqqah. Ajeeb. This expression, if only we understood Quran, is like a hammer being taken and knocked on your head. O people of Natal, O people of South Africa, O people of Africa, O people of this world, whether you have electricity or not is not a concern. Whether you have the latest technology or not is not a concern. Whether you have degrees of this world or not is not a concern. What type of house you are living in is not a concern. What type of car you are driving is not a concern. Whether your worldly aspirations and goals and ideas have been achieved is not a concern. Do not be deceived. Al-Haqqah. This world is not haqiqat. This dunya is not haqiqat. This life is not the reality. The reality is something else. Al-Haqqah. The reality. Mal-Haqqah. Again Allah calls out. What is the reality? What will make you know what is the reality? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةِ You are incapable of understanding what is the reality. Dunya haqeeqat nahi hai bhai. The life of this world is not the reality. Chor na hai. Ye chor dene wali jahan hai. This world has to be left behind. Everything will be left behind. Inna wa'ada Allahi haq. Allah's promise is true. Everything has to be left behind. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ Allah says, we will bring each one of you alone. خُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ In your original form, you will be resurrected. You will be naked. You will be bareheaded. You will be barefooted. A day is coming. يَوْمَ يَأْتِ لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ A day when there will be total silence.
No one will speak also. Khashatil aswat. Total silence. La tasma'u illa hamsa. Yawma yaj'alu al-wildana shiba. A day which will cause youngsters to the fear of that day to become old. Yawma yajma'u Allahu ar-rusul. Inna yawma al-fasli kana miqata. Inna yawma al-fasli miqatuhum ajma'in. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ. The day when Jibreel will come. وَالْمَلَائِكَ. The angels will be lined up. صَفَّى. In صَفْس. لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ. No one will speak. In the courts of this world, you could pay the lawyers to speak for you. You could buy the justices off in this world. You could buy and pay your way out of any problem in this world. That day, لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ. No one will speak. Ayn al-mafar, ayn al-mafar, run, run, where are you going to run? La takhfa minkum khafiya, hide, where are you going to hide? Fanfuzu, fanfuzu, la tanfuzuna illa bi sultan, ya mashar al-jin wal-ins, in istatatum an tanfuzu min aqtar al-samawati wal-ard, fanfuzu, la tanfuzuna illa bi sultan. Oppose if you want, oppose. You will only be able to oppose if you have the power. That day no one will have power. One Allah alone, one Allah alone. That day the announcement will be made, Man kana li sharikan falyati. Those people that you make partners with me, bring them now. Bring them forth, bring forth your partners. Your bank manager you thought could solve your problem. Your friends you thought could solve your problem. Your association with that politician or that minister or that prominent person you thought is a source of benefit to you. Fal man kana li sharikan falyati. Bring the partners now. Who is going to help you? No one will be spared. Laqad ahsahum wa addahum adda. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Each one alone. Each one alone. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرُّ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. No father will want to know his son. No mother will want to know her son. No husband will want to know his wife. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Each one alone. Each one. Nafsi, nafsi. Nafsi, nafsi. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. Allah says, you think it is a long way away. So that when the janazah is being carried, that is someone else's janazah. The person dies, someone else is dying. It is my chakkar, my dunya, my plans, my hopes, my aspirations. I have a long time still. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Allah says, you think it is far away. We know it to be very, very near. أَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْآزِفَةِ. أَزِفَةِ الْآزِفَةِ. أَزِفَةِ الْآزِفَةِ. Quran is saying, it has come already. It is the night over your heads. Oh my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warn them of the day that has come near. أَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. Warn them of the day of hasrat. What will be the alam of khawf on that day? What will be the level of fear on that day? يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمْ. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمْ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. Allahu Akbar. Allah says on that day the mujrim will say to Allah, take my wife, take my father, take my mother, take my child, take my children, take my brother, take my sister, take my neighbor, take every human being on the surface of this earth, take all the wealth of the entire world and throw everything into Jahannam, but save me. Kalla, Allah will say never. Innaha lava, nazzatan lishawa. It will be a blazing fire.
It will be a blazing fire that will scald and cause the skin of their bodies to be separated from their flesh. Hum is dunya mein azad nahi hai, we are not free in this world. Each and everything is being recorded. Ma yalfidhu min qawl illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Every word you are uttering is being written down. Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. Our angels are writing down each and everything. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Each time your eye says, Allah says, we know. وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. What your heart conceals, that also we know. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Shout out. Allah says, we hear it. Go low, whisper, that also we hear. Close your lips. Close your lips so that only your tongue moves. Allah says that also we hear. Close your lips. Your tongue stops moving. Think in your heart. Think in your heart. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, hide what's in your heart or reveal what is in your heart. Allah will still take you to hisab or count for it. Hatred for that one, dislike for that one, enmity for that one, greed for that one, jealousy for that one. يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Each thing will be called to account. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. اقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ اقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Allah says, each and every human being, his book of deeds, like a chain, will be hung around his neck. It will be opened up in front of him. When he will see it, he will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرًا وَلَا كَبِيرًا إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. They will say, what type of a book is this? Not the smallest or insignificant thing, not the biggest action, each and everything. Nothing has escaped, everything is recorded. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Each and every action he will find it present in front of him. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Allah will not make zulm on anyone. أُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Jannah will be brought near. بُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ. Jahannam will be brought near. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Allah will come, Malaika will come. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. The scales of justice will be set up. Today justice will not be bought or sold. Today will be true justice. Each and every one, each and everything, I stood in front of you, I spoke to you, why did I speak, what was my purpose, what was my objective, did I want your shabashi, did I want your praise, did I want you to look up to me, you came here, you listened to me, why did you listen, why did you come to this ishtima, what was your purpose, what was your objective. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Each and everything will be present. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, one of the primary objectives of each and every Nabi of Allah was the Zain Sazi, conditioning the minds of the Ummah to understand that Akhirat is asal, this dunya is temporary, this world is temporary, this world is a test, this world is not asal. Day in, day out, every Nabi of Allah, this was one of the primary efforts to turn the focus of the attention of this insan away from this dunya towards akhirat, away from the makhluk towards khaliq, to make them understand that Allah is everything. Give yourself over to your Allah from head to toe. You are the living manifestation of the favor of Allah upon you. The life of this world is temporary. Today that youngster stands in front of that mirror. He's got his Ray-Bans on. He's got that necklace around his neck. Gender equality, keeping up with the time, so he imitates a woman. Stands in front of the mirror, preening himself, looking from the front, looking from the right, looking from the left. That young girl, dolled up, the twinkling of her eyes was compared to the twinkling of stars, the bloom of her cheeks to the bloom of roses. She stands in front of the mirror, thinking she is the Zulekha of the time. Even in her walking, in her demeanor, in her charm also is arrogance. Each step a certain style, each sway of the hip in a certain way. Standing admiring themselves, why don't we realize it is but a few moons? It is but a few moons, a short period of time. And then that onset of old age will come. That which Quran says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Those whom we have taken to old age, we bring a reverse in your creation. Why don't you understand? How are you going to stop the ticking of time? Which bank balance, which huge building, which technology is going to stop the tick, tick, tick of that clock? Which technology, which worldly power is going to avail you to stop the inexorable approach of your mort? That which Quran says, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Each one of you, there is an appointed time, there is a promised time, that moth is coming. وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. When moth bears its claws, then no system of force in this earth is going to delay it. لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. You will not be able to delay it even by 1 second. Just a few years pass, take the mirror back to that same youngster, he'll say, don't show me. That same young girl will say, don't show me. Why? Because the wrinkles of old age have come. All the cosmetics have failed. All the perfume, all the lotions, to delay the onset and the signs of the ravages of time. What good is that health which is followed by sickness? What good is that youth which is followed by old age? What good is that wealth, the loss of which is feared? What good is that palatial home which eventually will become a dilapidated ruin? كُلُّ بَيْتٍ وَإِنْ طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهَا يَوْمًا سَتُدْرِكُهُ النَّجْبَاءُ وَالْحُرَبُ. Like the poet says, every palace of today, every huge building that you have erected today, the day will come when it will become the home of spiders, when it will become the home of frogs, when it will become a dilapidated ruin. Take ibrat, take sabak. Look with the eyes of iman. Look with the eyes of iman. Each and everything around you is inviting you to recognize that, oh insan, you have not been created for this dunya. This dunya is temporary. Ye mit jane wali jaha hai. Kasarabim biqiya baytul ankabut. This is the home of spiders. This is a mirage. This is a deception. You have not been created for this dunya. This dunya, you will have to leave it behind. No, your goals, your aspirations are not the temporary things of this world. Look at the manner, again and again, Quran calls out, Anna tusrafoon, Anna yusrafoon, Anna tu'fakoon, Anna yu'fakoon, Balhum qawmun ya'diloon, Ta'ala Allah, Amma yushrikoon, Qul hatu burhanakum, In kuntum sadiqeen, Alam tara, Alam yara. Allah is asking, where are you going? Which direction are you turning? What thing thing of this world you want to acquire? Why have you forsaken your Allah? Why have you run away from your Allah? Is there some other object for you? Is there someone else that is providing for you? Is there someone else that is sustaining you? Is there someone else that is nourishing you? Quran is calling out, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Run back to your Allah. Come back to your Allah. The doors of your Allah's mercy are open. يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنِّي لَكَ مُحِبٌ إِنِّي لَكَ مُحِبٌ فَبِحَقِّ عَلَيْكَ كُلِّي مُحِبًا Allah says, O Ibn Adam, O my banda, O my slave, I love you. إِنِّي لَكَ مُحِبٌ فَبِحَقِّ عَلَيْكَ كُلِّي مُحِبًا Now because of the haqq I have over you. What haqq doesn't Allah have over us? Each and everything from head to toe is a living embodiment of Allah's favor. Everything around us is an invitation to recognize your Allah. فَبِحَقِّ عَلَيْكَ كُلِّي مُحِبًا Allah says, because of my haqq over you, you also love me. Hand yourself over to your Allah. Come back to your Allah. Call out to your Allah. Make tawbah with Allah. Every Nabi of Allah, this was the day and night of Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, to link this creation to Allah. Each and everything around us, each and everything around us is inviting us to recognize Allah. Bring an eye that did not look at the daughters of others. Bring an eye that did not look at haram. Bring an ear that didn't listen to music. Bring an ear that didn't listen to the voices of shaitan. Bring a heart that had the recognition of Allah. Bring a heart that was not filled with the love of dunya. And wallah, wallah, Allah's qasam, in each and everything around you, you will see the noor of Allah. You will hear the greatness of Allah. You will contemplate the greatness of Allah. Everything around you is shining, shining with the noor of Allah. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Al misbah fi zujaja. Al zujajatu ka annaha kawkabun durri. Yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna. La sharqiyya wala gharb. يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء Allah is the noor, Allah is the light, Allah is the effulgence of the heavens and the earth. In that blade of grass you will see the noor of Allah. In that patter patter of the rain droplets as it softly lands on the earth is the message, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Look at that falcon, look at that falcon as it swoops from the top of the mountain peak, rushing down towards its prey. See the manner in which its limbs are designed to carry out its task. See the formation of its claws. See the poetry, the artistry in motion, and you will recognize Allah. Look at that cheetah, look at that lion as it runs towards its prey. See the determination in its face. See the focus of its eyes. See the poetry of its limbs in motion. Look at the lush landscapes. Look at the dead ground that after the rain sprouts out with beautiful flowers, somewhere white, somewhere yellow, somewhere green, somewhere red. Show a defect in the creation of my Allah. Hear the beautiful song of the nightingale. See the plumes of the feathers of the peacock. Look at the print of artistry evident on the wing of the butterfly. Look at the snow-capped mountain peaks. See the manner in which the droplets of water form streams, and that whiteness cuts through the mountains so that that stream in its melodious music is sounding out, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. See the breaking of the lightning. Hear the roar of the thunder. See the manner in which the rain clouds come together. Everything around you, Allah is inviting you. Recognize your Allah. Recognize your Allah. Allah calls out in His Quran, Sanurihim, Sanurihim. بِأَنفُسِهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقُّ وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَا وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. Allah says, we will show you our signs in the horizons, in the heavens, in the earth, within yourselves, until you will recognize that Allah is Haq. Allah is Haq. Allah is Haq. Ala kullu shayin ma khala Allah batilu wa kullu na'imin la mahala tazailu. Listen, understand, everything besides Allah is batil. Everything besides Allah is batil. Allah is the haqiqat. Allah is the reality. Insan's wujud, insan's existence, insan's day, insan's night was for no other purpose except to hand himself over to Allah. We have to become the slave of Allah. Our day for Allah, our night for Allah. Allah commands His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my day, my living, my dying, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Everything is for Allah. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَآتَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانَ. He who loves for the sake of Allah, hates for the sake of Allah, gives for the sake of Allah, withholds for the sake of Allah, فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانَ. His iman is kamil.